Tefillah for Life, Shir 882, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Vayetze. The last pasuk ending off, Ashrei Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. The Tehillah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, my mouth will speak. Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kod Shel Olam Vod. And all Basar should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shem Kodshay, his holy name. So let's understand at the beginning of the pasuk. Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi. David HaMelech uses the term Tehillah, which is actually the name of the Sefer, Tehillim. He uses the term Tehillah, which is a Lashon of Hallel, which Rabbi de Miller explains many times is a Lashon of going wild and getting excited about what I'm about to say. And Rabbi de Miller explains over here on this pasuk that the reason why David HaMelech used the term Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi is ending off the pasuk before, Ve'eis Kol HaRishayim Yashmid. By the destruction of the Rishayim, we get wild. We get excited. A Yid is supposed to be happy when Rishayim get hurt, get destroyed. Real Rishayim. And therefore David HaMelech uses this term Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi. He starts off with the beginning of Ashrei. He starts off with Tehillah, Tehillah LaDavid. And he ends off Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi. Why? Because he experienced the Chorbin of the Rishayim. The Hashmada, the destruction of the Rishayim. And he explains that even though the Gemara says in Megillah that the Malachim wanted to say Shira when the Mitzrayim were drowning in the Yamsuf, and the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Maisa Yaday Tovim B'Yam, my Maisa Yadayim are drowning in the Yam, and you're saying Shira? That's the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud quotes. The Kasha is, but Klal Yisrael said Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu said Shira. Obviously the reason is because Malachim don't have to be Oila. They don't have to grow. And therefore, there's no reason for them to say Shira when the Rishayim are getting destroyed because it's Maisa Yaday Tovim B'Yam. The Rabbeinu Shlom's Maisa Yadayim are drowning. But Klal Yisrael have to grow. And they get a tremendous aliyah, tremendous shlemus when they sing by the destruction of Rishayim. When we see the nekama that the Rabbeinu Shlom takes against the Rasha, it gives us tremendous clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of the world. And that's why Klal Yisrael say Shira specifically by the Nefila of Rishayim. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud says that David HaMelech saw the Nefila of Rishayim and he said Shira, like the Pasuk says, Yitamu chatoim min haaretz Rishayim oideinam barchi nafshi es Hashem Halleluka. This is the first time in Tehillim we say the Lashon of Halleluka in that Pasuk, Perek Kuf Dalet Pasuk Lamed Hei. We say it on Rish Chedesh. That pasuk is the first time. Why? Because that is when it's mentioned, the Churban of the Rishayim, and that's what David HaMelech gets excited over. Zok Debevig de Miller over here also. Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi. Why? Because we're discussing the Churban of the Rishayim.